Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Kaya Biz with Gokuletsu Mfuphi.
Always talk to entrepreneurs and find out just exactly what it is that they are doing to shape, move, and introduce new products and services to South Africa's business environment. Now, if you happen to be a very fussy breakfast eater or eater overall, be it because of allergies or because of your own personal preferences, imagine having the option to actually cater for your dietary requirements and still make sure that the food that you consume is acquired and well suited for your particular taste. Well, that's exactly what True Earth is, making breakfast options available which are gluten-free, speak to the necessary health requirements of children, and ensure that they actually are consuming goods that is good for their bodies and systems. To tell us more about this, I'm joined in studio, in our Johannesburg studio, by Nogwanda Shabalala, the founder and CEO of True Earth. Nogwanda, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. I'm actually on your website looking at the various products that you make. And I think for someone who's listening to this conversation, thinking about gluten-free, healthy breakfast for fussy eaters, it's a bit difficult to put it into context. But introduce True Earth to us as to what kind of product offerings you provide and just exactly where the idea came about.
Okay. So, Gugu, the scope of the food that we want to focus on is what we call free from food products. And what it would be free from, it would be different ingredients and known allergens at times, things that someone wouldn't want in their food, either because they are intolerant or because it's just not good for them. So, for instance, sugar is not really an allergen, but many people, for different reasons, mainly health, would want to exclude or minimize sugar in their intake. And so with what we have started with, we have launched Proudly South African range of gluten-free breakfast cereals. And so that's the space we've started with, in the gluten-free space or wheat-free space, because the two tend to be the same thing. But not exactly the same. We will be looking at other meals in the day beyond breakfast. Snacking is one of them as well. So we can have some guilt-free or healthy snacking, but that is also tasty. It doesn't have to be healthy and bland, is what we would expect with healthy food.
I love that you've brought about this opportunity. And of course, it does speak to the very challenging business dynamics, because for anyone who's moved in the FMCG services environment, they would know that it's a challenge to actually introduce new products and make sure that they align with the tastes of many South Africans, but also speak to the health benefits. And as you say, your product is accredited by Proudly South African, as well as many other associations out there. But just how did you get started? I can't imagine someone making cornflakes in their home, right? And packaging it in a box and then putting it on a shelf. So what has your journey been like, and what have been some of the highlights there too?
So the journey itself, as in where it came from, it started with my own, personal experience with intolerances, and with my son when he was between 3 and 4 years old. And then at that time, really what was available was imported products, and they were quite expensive. And so at the back of my mind, while I was continuing with my career and in corporate, I just thought there's an opportunity to produce these products locally and see if we can't have them more accessible from a pricing perspective, and also for them to be produced in South Africa, our own ingredients, and you know what the impact in the value chain is when we produce products in South Africa. So when I eventually came around to gathering the courage to step out of corporate and start something, the first thing was, who's going to design the product? Because my background, yes, it is engineering, but it is not food engineering. And so I do have the logic of what it should take, but I needed an expert. So I went about, the first consultant that I got was a food technology cardiologist who's been very good and had very, very thorough understanding of what it is I was trying to achieve, and also experience in designing food. And so that's where it started. And then the next thing was, well, who's going to produce it? And that was a journey as well. You needed to make sure that whoever is going to produce your product is accredited, and the health and food safety requirements are met, so that whatever you produce can be consumed and there'll be no problems in that space. In any case, no retailer would take your food if it wasn't from an accredited facility. So yes. That was a journey, and we did manage to secure two local South African producers, which is great, because then the products are produced here in South Africa. And then, of course, you must source the ingredients, make sure that they comply with what you know, GMO-free. Trying to find GMO-free maize is actually quite a challenge in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But we did find a supply, and a very reliable and credible one. And so our cornflakes are GMO-free, which is fantastic.
I like it. And of course, gluten-free, wheat-free, and really speaks to much of the health changes that we see South Africans becoming more aware of. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we are speaking to the founder and CEO of True Earth. If you're wondering what True Earth is, it is a consumer goods company which produces foods which are particular to health awareness, and of course, gluten-free, wheat-free, and of course, speaks to the health and dietary requirements of individuals who might be intolerant to certain substances. We are speaking to Nokwanda Shabalala. She's the founder of this particular company, and one that really is positioned for enhanced growth across the African continent. Nokwanda, I'm glad that you gave us a quick overview and synopsis of your journey thus far, from the products, making sure that they're certified. And of course, you had to seek capital, but most importantly, access to markets is another important avenue for a business such as yours. Mm. It being consumer facing and it being a consumer food group, you need to make sure that people can buy this. Now, I do see that lots of your products are available from large retailers in South Africa, like Dis-Chem as well as Checkers, but that's a very difficult relationship to embark on, especially when there's so many competitors in the market. Do you have any key lessons on access to markets for entrepreneurs who might be listening?
Yeah. So, as you put it, if it's a consumer goods product, it has to be accessible. So it has to be on the channels where people would shop. You just need to look at your own self and say, where would I go to buy this? And then try and get into that space. So it's not easy, as you say. Buyers, probably some of the scariest and most inaccessible people that you will find. But you got to try. You start. With us, it started with cold calls. Cold emails, and at times being bounced around like, no, I'm not the right buyer, and then you have to go back and say, can you help me with the correct buyer? And then weeks later the answer would come, but you stay with it, and use your own professional and social network of people. You would be surprised the people that would come to your house for a braai, what they do. We don't like when we're going to a social setting the question of, so what do you do? But that's where it comes from. Suddenly you find out that this person has been in key accounts in these major retailers almost their entire career, and therefore they would know. So that's how I got help. It was a friend of a friend who actually had been working with this, and so we got around and they helped me get those cold email addresses to send to. And then you tell your story and you wait and you follow up. Yeah, that's how it is.
And you're quite right. That's the journey of many entrepreneurs. Just take the bull by the horns and cold calls. And even if you go in with a lack of experience, nobody ever starts off with any kind of experience. And it also takes up relationship building in order to thrive. Another question that I also want to pose to you is one that speaks to the price points. In South Africa, we know that we under pressure as consumers when it comes to our pockets, and so much more so when it comes to speciality food groups, which speak to a particular audience who suffer from intolerances. How have you balanced that in a market like South Africa, where for someone who has various allergies and is unable to consume a particular food, then they actually need to pay a higher price point in order to access products like your own? Is there a bit of a balance that you've managed to strike in the South African market?
We've tried. It is not an easy balance because these products are small. So the market that would demand them is relatively small at the moment, although we think there's a lot of latent demand from people who are not aware that they need them. And so the challenge is on us to educate the public. But in the meantime, the market is small. And therefore, what you will find, therefore, is that you're going to have costs that are going to be higher than if it was a mass and largely consumed product, because that's where you would get your economies of scale. And so you, from a production perspective, you're already at a relatively higher production cost than a comparable product that is regular, which is produced like millions of boxes, I don't know, an hour, and you can only do so many with your smaller operation. And then on top of that, I mean, as you talked about retail has started recognizing small suppliers and also niche suppliers. And so you do get some small concessions, but there's still margins that need to be made. And so you're not going to be breaking that by coming in. You will get this and that makes it a bit easier, but you still need to pay the same margins that a regular high volume producer is required to pay. And so in the end, really, the idea is to find opportunities where you can cut costs. So luckily, when you're small, you don't have large overheads. And so that's the biggest area where you would save and plow that back into the price to try and achieve an accessible price. And I can't say that our products are cheap. No, they're not. But I would say they're more accessible than what we've had in the market up to now.
No wonder there's so much more that we can explore, but all the more reason to have you back on Kaya Biz to give us more insight. Afropolitans in conversation with Nogwanda Shabalala, the founder and CEO of True Earth, a consumer goods company. They essentially make breakfast options for what could be labeled as fussy eaters, but individuals who have intolerances and might have certain allergies to particular products. So wheat-free, gluten-free, and even some options there which are free from any allergies and GMO offerings that you might get in other products. Nogwanda, to you we say Magwande, and we look forward to seeing more of your growth.
Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfuphi. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.